A politician, a lawyer, a famed orator and the ultimate civil rights campaigner. While we're still 1 week away from the actual date, events have already begun to commemorate 250 years since the birth of the man who became known as the Liberator, Daniel O'Connell. A two-day symposium at Trinity College examining his life, legacy and today's global human rights challenges began last night. We're joined now by Patrick Gagan, director of the Trinity Long Room Hub and professor in modern history. Patrick, you've written the books, you've done the podcasts, surely you know everything there is to know about Daniel O'Connell. So we felt you'd be the best person to ask to remind us, if you will, who he was and why his legacy is so important. No pressure.
No pressure at all. Well, what we're learning from the conference is that there are all these new interpretations, new perspectives, new views. But he was maybe the greatest orator, lawyer, civil rights leader in Irish history, a fearless opponent of slavery all around the world. And he led a campaign for Catholic emancipation, which succeeded. And what was really revolutionary about it is that he used moral force. He didn't resort to violence, and that provided an inspiration for future civil rights movements, not only in Ireland, but around the world.
And it's this, his legacy as a pacifist is something that really kind of shines through and that people refer back to. But he wasn't perfect, was he? You've written about some of his flaws too. Why is it important to see him, warts and all?
Well, like anyone else, he was a rounded figure. He could be vain. When people would ask him who was the greatest figure in Irish history, he would say it was himself. He loved pointing himself out to school children, and if they didn't know who he was, he'd say, "I'm the person who won you your freedom." But despite those flaws, he was able to direct all of that energy, his oratorical brilliance, his sheer force of personality, and lead this movement that won civil and political rights for Irish people. And I think maybe today we don't really understand how great an achievement it was, because the term Catholic emancipation meant a lot in the 19th century, but I think it's maybe lost its resonance today. And what it really meant was that Catholics could be educated, Catholics could practice their religion, Catholics could vote, but they couldn't sit in Parliament. They could become lawyers, but they couldn't become judges. They were inferior in their own country. And what O'Connell did is he raised a people that were on its knees. He raised a people who believed they were inferior, and he convinced them that they were equal. And people celebrated the news of his election victory in County Clare in 1828 with bonfires, because it was meaningful for them. They knew that they would never become a member of Parliament. They knew that they would never become a judge. But it meant something to them that finally they could look people in the eye and feel that they were equal in their country for the first time. And that's why people gave him the name Liberator.
So that was then. What about now? What's his relevance today? What can we learn from him?
Well, what we're doing in the conference is only half looking at his life and half looking at modern challenges today. And last night we heard from the Taoiseach, who gave a very powerful speech. We heard from Oleksandra Matvichuk, the Ukrainian human rights lawyer and Nobel Peace Prize laureate. And she received a standing ovation in the end because she spoke about what's happening in Ukraine. She spoke so powerfully and poignantly about war crimes being committed there. And she talked about how the message of Daniel O'Connell still resonates today. It's powerful for her. It's powerful for people who are fighting tyranny and oppression. It's powerful for anyone who is standing up for the ideals that O'Connell dedicated his life to: democracy, human rights, respect, people being free. And these are things that are under attack around the world. And I think by remembering Daniel O'Connell, it reinvigorates our message, and that we have to fight for these causes, and that we have to rededicate ourselves to the ideals that he devoted his life to.
So we have the symposium, but there's other events going on to mark the anniversary too, isn't there?
There's an incredible programme of event. There's a huge state commemoration next Wednesday. The Taoiseach and a number of government ministers are speaking at that. I think it's open to the public, who can register on Eventbrite. There's an event in Ennis that I'm speaking at on the following Saturday. And Ennis, of course, was the scene where O'Connell was elected in 1828, shattering Robert Peel, the British Home Secretary, said that British power in Ireland had been shivered to atoms by the election of O'Connell. O'Donnell. So there is a huge event there. The Bar of Ireland, who have partnered with us for the symposium, they're running a series of events.
Lots to do.
There's lots to do, but it's important because it's not just about celebrating O'Connell. It's about remembering the ideals. It's about remembering that these principles and ideals have to be fought for. They have to be defended. And by remembering O'Connell, I think we're making a very powerful statement. And so we're kicking off again at 10 o'clock today. If people want to turn up in the Arts Block in the Edmund Burke Theatre, we thought our biggest theatre, a 400-seater in the Arts Block, would be enough. We ended up having to have an overflow theatre because 600 people had signed up.
Patrick Gagan, Director of the Trinity Long Room Hub and Professor in Modern History and all-round Daniel O'Connell expert, thank you very much.